在我们的灵性上我们都存在着一些的软弱。
In our spirit, we often have weaknesses in our spirituality.
我们都希望我们不是这样的人。
We all hope that we are not like this.
所以我们就必须要得着力量然后能够刚强起来。
So oftentimes we have to find strength so that we can be strong.
所以我们也一定要知道我们应该如何做来让自己得着力量。
So we also have to understand what we need to do in order for us to be strong.
那今天晚上我从圣经里头找出七个步骤让我们一起来思考更重要的是能够照着去做。
And today I'd like to use the seven steps for us to examine and also for us to act upon.
这是我们可以做得到的也必须去做的。
And these are things that we can do and there's also things that we must do.
请看诗篇六十二篇十一节。
Please turn to Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇十一节。
Psalm 62 verse 11.
十一节，神说了一次、两次，我都听见，就是能力都属乎神。
Verse 11, God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God.
第一个，我们要确信真正的属灵的力量是在主耶稣基督里头，是从神那里来得着。
First, we have to understand is that strength comes from Lord Jesus Christ, and to receive strength, we have to receive it from Him.
在这个社会上很多时候人们很看重这个宗教信仰。
In our society, people often place an emphasis on religion.
所以常常有人会这样说，最好是有一个信仰。
So people often say it's good that we believe in something.
因为真的宗教能够带给人力量。
Because religion can often bring people strength.
所以有一句话说，信仰就是力量。
Some people say that, Faith is strength.
那的确是这样这个信仰带给人力量。
Indeed, this is true that faith can bring people strength.
但是要紧的是要是找对了信仰。
What is also very important is we have to have the right faith.
这个比如说有一些宗教它让人所产生出来的这个力量不但对自己没有不但伤害自己也去伤害别人。
And oftentimes some religions push that a certain strength that is harmful to ourselves as well as it is to others.
要做出那种伤害自己伤害别人的那个也需要意志力也需要一种力量。
And for us to do these acts that harm ourselves as well as others, it requires a certain determination.
为什么别人做不到他做得到，他敢做。
And why is it that other people are afraid to do it, but this person would be determined?
那是从宗教来的力量。
And this is a strength that comes from a certain religion.
那我们要最基础的，我们相信那个真正的力量是从主耶稣来的。
So we have to understand that true strength comes from the Lord.
那个可以带给我们益处，也可以带给别人。也能够造就别人。
That this strength can bring us benefit, it will also benefit others.
那第二就是我们接受圣经的一个重要而基本的教导，就是顺服。
And secondly, it is to understand the teaching in the Bible, and that is, and to also submit.
那个是圣经里头一个很重要而且很基本的一个教导。
And this is a central theme in the Bible.
这个顺服在主的道理上面来顺服，会带给我们意想不到的力量。
That the submission to the Lord can bring us an unimaginable source of strength.
有一些事情，我们真对对我们人来讲真的是超过了我们能够做得到的力量。
And sometimes we discover a strength that is beyond our imagination.
有时候跟人的相处也好，或者说处理事情也好，常常有那个我们能力做不到的。
For example, having a good relationship with others, or to be able to accomplish a task that we we might find that is impossible. These are things that are beyond our reason.
或者我们信仰上，或者我们的生活上、信仰上所遭遇到的困难。
Or perhaps to be able to overcome a difficulty in our life or our faith.
有时候我们会说，这个怎么有可能做到？
We might think that how is it possible for myself to be able to do this?
但是如果我们能够顺服圣经神的教训，我们会得着那出乎意料的力量。
But if we are willing to submit to the teachings in the Bible, we often find that there is this strength that is beyond our capability.
我们请看耶稣雅记第六章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 6.
耶稣雅记第六章十五节。
Joshua chapter 6 verse 15。
十五节，第七日清早黎明的时候，他们起来照样绕城七次，唯独这日把城绕了七次。
Verse 15, on the seventh day they rose early at dawn and marched around the city in the same manner seven times.
十六节到了。第七次，祭司吹角的时候，耶稣雅吩咐百姓说：“呼喊吧，因为神已经将城交给你们了。”
Verse 16, and at the seventh time, when the priests had blown the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city."
这是一场我们很熟悉的战争。
This perhaps is a very familiar passage about the battle.
这个耶利哥城的城墙倒塌了。
That how the walls of Jericho fell down.
是借着以色列人他们遵照神的吩咐绕城，那城墙倒塌了。
It is that the people obeyed God's instruction, circled the city seven times for 7 days, and the walls fell down.
在大约四十年前，他们就曾经勘察过这个迦南地。
And 40 years ago, they had the ability, or they spied this land of Canaan.
他们就已经发现说，迦南地的那个那有一些城他们的城墙是又高又大。
And during that time, they discovered how high and thick the walls were.
所以他们认为说他们没有办法这个胜过敌人。
And they thought that it was impossible for them to fight and win against this enemy.
经过了四十年，这个事实还是存在。
And this time, after 40 years, this difficulty remains a truth.
这个经过四十年，迦南人并没有变得这个衰弱了。
That after 40 years, the Canaanites did not become any weaker.
他们的城墙也仍然是那么的坚固。
And their walls still remain very strong.
所以对耶稣雅来讲，跟四十年前所遭遇的是同样的困难，同样的挑战。
So for Joshua, even though 40 years have passed, but the same difficulty lay before them.
所以如果从人的眼光来看，这以色列人要打下这个耶利哥城是很困难的。
In the eyes of a simple person, to win against the city of Jericho would be almost impossible.
但是因为他们愿意照着神给他们的吩咐。
But they obeyed the commandments or instruction of God.
这个只是去绕这个城。
That they have to march around the city.
那顺服就带给他们那种意想不到的力量。
But because they obeyed, it gave to them an unimaginable strength.
那个这么坚固的城墙它倒塌了。
That such strong city walls, it just fell down.
所以如何得着力量？
So where did they find their strength?
第二个步骤就是顺服神的教训。
The second step is for us to obey God's instruction.
所以第三个步骤，我们必须要立志，照着神的吩咐去做。
And the third step is for us to make a determination to follow the instruction of God.
既然要顺服，所以我们要立志。
And because we obey, therefore we also have to be determined.
因为顺服不是嘴巴里讲，行动上就会照着去做。
And even though we may submit with our mouths, it doesn't mean that we will obey with our actions.
为什么需要立志呢？
So why do we need to make a determination?
既然知道说顺服会带来力量，那为什么需要立志？
If we understand that to to submit, we will find strength. Why do we still need to make a determination?
哦，因为神给我们的方法有时候跟我们人自己的想法是不一样的。
Because sometimes the way of God is different from our own understanding.
哦，人常常是用自己的理性逻辑来看事情、想事情。
We often use our understanding or logic to try to comprehend a matter.
那通常我们就是这样来处理事情，也处理得很好。
And oftentimes we can do pretty good with our own understanding and logic.
哦，因为这个也是神所赐给我们的本能。
Because this is an ability that is also God given.
哦，但是在信仰的层面呢、啊，有时候神给我们的方法、给我们的指示，跟我们自己的意思，它会是不一样的。
But spiritually speaking, sometimes God's instruction will be different from our own understanding or our own logic.
哦，所以要顺服神的教训，我们必须要做立志。
So for us to fully submit to God's way, we have to make a determination.
哦，我们如果要遵守圣经的所给我们的原则，我们要立志。
If we want to submit to the principles in the Bible, we have to make a determination.
请看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 22.
《使徒行传》二十二章十七节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 17.
十七节，后来我回到耶路撒冷，在殿里祷告的时候，魂游向外。
Verse 17. After I returned to Jerusalem, and while I was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance.
啊，这是保罗他在回忆过去，他在讲他的见证。
And this is a testimony that Paul gave.
十八节，看见主向我说。你赶紧的离开耶路撒冷，不可迟延，因为你为我做见证，这里的人必不领受。
Verse 18, and saw Jesus saying to me, "Hurry and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me."
啊，这个保罗想要在耶路撒冷为主耶稣做见证。
Here Paul was willing or wanted to remain in Jerusalem to witness for Jesus.
啊，因为耶路撒冷是当时也是一个重要的城市。
Because Jerusalem at the time was a very important city.
哦，那是一个传福音的一个好的地方。
It was a place that was perfect for preaching the gospel.
那主耶稣却叫保罗说，你离开。
But here, Lord Jesus told Paul to leave.
啊，甚至主耶稣说，你在这里这样热心为我做见证。但是没有功效。
And the Lord even specifically said that even though you want to witness for me, but it will not be accepted.
十九节。
Verse 19.
我就说主啊，他们知道我从前把信你的人收在监里，又在各会堂里鞭打他们。
Verse 19. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you.
并且你。二十节，并且你的见证人斯提缓被害流血的时候，我也站在旁边欢喜，又看守害死他之人的衣裳。
Verse 20, and while the blood of your witness Stephen was shed, I myself standing by approving and keeping the coats of those who killed him.
二十一节，主向我说：“你去吧，我要差你远远的往外邦人那里去。”
And 21, then he said to me, "Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles."
这个主耶稣要保罗。离开耶路撒冷。
Here, Lord Jesus wanted to send Paul away from Jerusalem.
这对保罗来讲是很不合理的，是不合逻辑的。
And to Paul, this perhaps seems unreasonable. It's not, does not follow his log. It does not follow his logic.
要做见证，保罗就是活见证，是很有力的见证。
Speaking of testimonies, he is a living testimony.
因为他过去逼迫基督徒。
Because it was him who persecuted the Christians.
他现在成为一个基督徒。
But now he is a Christian himself.
他为什么成为一个基督徒？
Why did he become a Christian?
这是最好的见证。
This is a perfect testimony.
所以保罗认为说，他如果在耶路撒冷，一定会有很多犹太人因为他的见证而来信主耶稣。
And he probably figured that if he remained in Jerusalem, many Jews will come and believe in Jesus through him.
今天我们要找人传福音，我们也都会选择说这个人的这个弟兄姐妹的见证最适合这个慕道者的。
And today, when we think of testimonies, we try to pick the testimony, and so that the person can testify to the right people.
这个是对的。
And this is good.
但是在保罗这个例子，在保罗在这里 却不是这样子。
But in this specific example, this is not so.
所以比如这就是一个很好的例子。我们必须保罗他必须要不是照自己的 想法，而是照主耶稣给他的指示。
And this is a perfect example where Paul cannot follow his own logic or reasoning, but had to submit and make a determination for the Lord.
那所以我们这个在做圣工上面也是这样子。
And today when we do holy work is similar.
我们要照主耶稣给我们的方法来做。
That we have to accomplish things using God's way.
这个做神的事情之所以能够完成做得好是照着神的教训神的旨意来做。
For us to be able to finish and to do well in the work of God, then we have to submit and obey.
那再来 第四个步骤啊，就是当我们热心做一件事情，我们觉得说常常可以得着力量。
And the fourth step is that when we do something fervently, we often find we have the strength to do it.
做这个世界上的事情的确是这样子。
And we often find this as an example when we do work in the world.
这个你如果对一件事情你很冷淡，你做起来一定没有什么精神。
If we feel if we feel something is not important, then we often do not do it well.
或者说你没有什么兴趣去做，你就不会太投入，那就不会显出这个力量来。
Or if we find no interest in doing something, then we'll find it rather boring and we will not try our best.
那在信仰的层面，我们也常常讲到要热心，要热心。
And spiritually speaking, or in our faith, we often say that we have to be fervent.
但是你热心的去做，不一定会得到力量。
But just because we do something fervently does not mean that we will receive strength.
在这个信仰的信仰，就是说信仰这个层面呢，因为有时候我们会发现，我很热心的做，但是我怎么觉得很疲惫。
And especially spiritually speaking, that we'll find that even though we work very hard, but oftentimes we feel tired.
有时候我们发现有些弟兄姐妹他很热心在做，但是他的信仰好像没有真正的力量。
And especially we find some brothers and sisters, even though they work very hard for the Lord, but it seems that their faith is weak.
那问题出在哪里？
So where is the problem?
在信仰的层面上，不是只有热心，还要包括着是用虔诚敬畏的态度去做。
And it's because when we work for the Lord, it's not just a matter of being fervent, but we also have to have a fearful attitude. Have a fearful attitude.
那这个所以虔诚敬畏的去做比只是热心去做还要重要。
So to have a fearful and respectful attitude is more important than just doing something fervently.
做这当中会带给我们力量。
And when we act, it will bring us a certain strength.
但是在信仰的层面，热心不等于就是真正的做主的工作。
But spiritually speaking, just because we are fervent doesn't mean we are doing the work of God.
很热心在做圣工，有时候不等于是虔诚敬畏神的。
And just because we are doing holy work fervently, it does not mean that we are respectful and fearful of God.
所以有时候我们自己会发现别人很热心在做，但是事实上他的灵性是软弱的，因为他其实充满着很多问题。
And even though sometimes we look around and we see someone doing working very hard for God, but we find that their faith is very cold, and it's because of this issue.
我们常常强调要去做。
Oftentimes we emphasize you have to work.
但是不要忘了，我们是用虔诚敬畏神的态度去做。
But we cannot neglect that we have to work in a fearful and respectful attitude.
我们看一个例子，《列王纪上》十九章。
Let's turn to an example in 1 Kings chapter 9.
列王纪上十九章。
1 Kings chapter 19.
十九章第四节。
Chapter 19, verse 4.
第四节，以利亚自己，你念。
Verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. It is enough now, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors.
这个以利亚先知啊，他非常热心热切地奔跑了一天的路程。
Here Elijah very fervently ran for an entire day.
有时候我们是越做越有力量。
Sometimes the more we do something, the more strength we'll find.
结果他奔跑了一天，他变得非常的疲惫。
But after running for a day, he became very tired.
不但他的肉体疲惫，他的心灵也变得软弱疲惫。
Not only was he physically tired, but also spiritually, he was very tired and cold.
所以他在这里他求死。
So here he was asking for death.
我们会说，因为以利亚是在逃命。
And we might say that, oh, Elijah is running for his life.
所以他当然会疲惫，他当然会疲惫。
So of course he'll be tired.
是的，肉体会疲惫。
And yes, that physically he may be tired.
但是啊，那个心里的力量，他不应该是疲惫的。
But this inside strength, he should not be tired at all.
过去他也曾经逃命啊。
Because he also ran for his life before.
过去是亚哈王要追他，要追他，要抓他。
And before that, it was King Ahab that wanted to pursue after him and take his life.
这个王跟王后比起来，当然王更有这个更有权柄，更有力量。
But this time it was the queen, and if you compare the king and the queen, of course the king has more authority.
我们请看《列王纪上》十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王纪上十八章第十节。
First Kings chapter 18, verse 10.
第十节,
verse 10.
请念。
Verse 10. As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom to which my Lord has not sent to seek you. When they would say he is not here, he would require an oath of the kingdom or nation that they had not found you.
这个亚哈王的时代应该他的国家算是很强盛。
And during the time of King Ahab, the nation was considered rather strong.
所以他为了抓这个以利亚先知啊，他派人到各处去找。
So in order to capture Elijah, he sent messengers to all the surrounding nations to find him.
他的使者所到的地方，如果人家说以利亚这个人没有来到我们这里。
And if the messenger went to a nation and the nation said that Elijah is not here.
那照说的话，他的使者就没有在这里，就回头就走，应该就走了。
That the under normal circumstances, the messenger would just go leave and go somewhere else.
那在这里是那个对方啊，必须要启示啊，说啊，真的，以利亚真的没有在我们这里。
But here the messenger would actually require an oath of the nation or kingdom, saying that Elijah is not here.
所以这也表示说亚哈王是很用啊，这个很用心的。要抓拿这个以利亚。
And we can see that Elijah or the King Ahab is intent on pursuing and capturing Elijah.
但是我们看那一段时间的以利亚，他是很有力量。
And we see that here Elijah showed much strength.
这个是可以给我们做一个比较。
And we can use this as a comparison.
这个热心做是好，但是一定要加上存着敬畏神的心。
Because not only do we need to be fervent, we also need to fear God.
真的，我们在所做的事情上面得着力量，得神祝福。
That indeed, that if we work fervently for God, and with fear, then God will bless us and our work.
但是不是只有热心，还要这里头存着敬畏神的心。
And not only do we, and indeed, not only do we have to be fervent, but we also need to fear God.
真正的热心才能够带来力量。
Because only with this true heart of fervency can we receive strength.
那是所谓真正的热心呢，它也是持续的， 就是说没有间断的。
And because this true heart of fervency is also persistent.
我们有时候会说有时候我们会说啊，我啊，或者 是某某人是五分钟的热度。
Oftentimes we say either ourselves or someone else has a 5 minute heat.
就是做事那个热心啊，不能够继续。
That their fervency cannot continue for more than 5 minutes.
那什么叫做这个持续真正的热心
？So what does it mean to have a persistent fervency?
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章二十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 23. Whatever your task, put yourselves into it as done for the Lord and not your masters.
24节。
Verse 24. Since you know that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward, you serve the Lord.Christ.
这里是二十三节说，从心里来做，是给主做的，而不是给人做的。
And here it says that when we do work for the Lord, we work for the Lord and not our masters.
不论有没有人看见，我们都是照样在做。
And it does not matter whether people see the work or not, but we do it nonetheless.
是真的是为了教会，为了神来做。不是做给人看。
That we are doing it solely for the purpose of the Lord or for church, not for other people.
这是真正的热心。
This is a true fervency.
这样会从做的当中得祝福，得着力量。
And this is how we can receive strength and blessings from our work.
那再来第五样，我们在软弱的层面，我们要寻求帮助。
And the fifth step is that in the places where we are weak, we have to ask for help.
我们必须承认，我们每一个人都或多或少有一些灵性上的软弱。
I'm sure we can all admit that we have some weakness or another.
那这些软弱的地方，我们要去留意，要去警醒，那我们也愿意接受帮助。
And in these places of weakness, we have to be watchful, but we should also ask for help.
就是在必要的时候，我们不但在神面前承认，我们也向人承认。
That in certain times, not only do we confess to God, we also confess to others.
我们承认自己的软弱，并不是说让我们没有面子。
And to say that we are a weak person, this is is not necessarily a shameful thing to do.
如果我们只顾面子，不愿意让人知道。
Because if we are afraid of shame and we do not let others know,
那保住面子不等于能够让我们得着力量。
Because just because we are fearful of the shame, we will not find strength.
反而是我们能够让人知道。让人来为我们带祷，来帮助我们，我们反而才能够真正得到力量。
Because realistically speaking, only when we let others know and confess to others, then other people can pray for us, and then we can also receive strength in their prayers.
所以以利亚先知他躺在罗藤树下。
So Elijah, he was lying underneath a broom tree.
这个神的使者来叫醒他。
And the messenger of God went to get him.
叫他说。你要吃，你要喝。
Or woke him up, and he told him. The messenger said that you have to get up and eat.
这个以利亚他没有说我是大先，我是个先知，我还需要你帮助啊。
But Elijah did not say, "I am a prophet. I do not need your help."
他真的需要帮助。
Because he truly needed help at the time.
所以他起来，他吃了饼，喝了水。
So he got up, ate and drank some water.
我们再请看路德记第三章。
Let's also look at.Ruth chapter 3.
路德记第三章第九节.
Let's look at Ruth chapter 3 verse 9. Ruth chapter 3, verse 9. He said, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your cloak over your servant, for you are the you are next of kin."
这个路德记里头，这个啊，这个路德啊，我们感觉上她应该啊是一个很坚强的女子。
We often think of Ruth as a very strong female.
因为信仰带给她力量。
Because she found strength through her faith.
她这个力量是从这位独一的真神来的。
And her strength came from the one true God.
所以她愿意。
So she was willing to leave her own people.
所以她愿意跟着这个一无所有的拿俄米回到犹大地。
And she was willing to follow Naomi, who had nothing.
那她一个外族的女子，她勇敢的到外面去，到这个田里头去拾捡这个麦穗。
And she was a foreigner. She was willing to go into the field to collect grain.
所以她是一个坚强的女子。
She is a very strong woman.
她眼前能够做的就是这个事情，她就去做。
And she did what was she did everything that was placed before her to do.
照一般人来看，一天能够捡多少麦穗？
And for one person, how much grain can they collect?
但是她并没有放弃这么小的一件事情。
Or how much grain can one person collect? Even though they cannot collect much, but she did not neglect the matter.
因为眼前她能够做的就是这个事情。
Because before her, this is what she has to do.
那她也很认真的去做这件事情。
And she did it with much diligence.
但是在整个现实的大环境里头，她的生活其实是很没有保障的。
But in her, but realistically in her life, there was not much security.
因为拿俄米不能够成为她的帮，她的依靠。
Because she cannot rely on Naomi forever.
反而是拿俄米需要依靠她。
But Naomi even needed to rely on Ruth.
所以路德她没有一个真正的依靠。
So Ruth did not have any place where anyone or any place she can rely on.
那在这个犹大地，除了拿俄米之外，她没有任何的亲人。
And in this in this land, she did not have any relatives.
所以这是事实。
This is the truth.
所以她也必须要去面对这个事实。
And she had to face the truth.
所以拿俄米，她的婆婆拿俄米跟她说你要怎么做。
So her mother-in-law Naomi told her what she needed to do.
所以她真的在这个伯阿斯的面前。 她承认表白自己的这种缺陷软弱的这一面。So
before Boaz, she revealed all her weaknesses.
她请求这个伯阿斯说，用你的衣襟来遮盖我。And
her shortcomings, and before Boaz, she asked him to cover her with his cloak.
这个是。 那种祈求人家施舍帮助的那一种态度。And
we can imagine her attitude when she asked Boaz to help her.
那因为这真的是在现实当中，这真的就是她的需要，她的软弱。But
she needed this help, and this was indeed her what she needed most.
那真的。 她从伯阿斯那里来得着帮助，得着力量。Indeed,
through Boaz, she was able to receive help and receive strength.
得着了力量，让她接下来的人生能够走得更好、更漂亮。That
through the strength and through his help, that she can continue her journey of life with a greater beauty than before.
所以有时候软弱啊，其实它并不是一件羞耻的事情。
So our weaknesses are not something that we need to be shameful of.
不愿意承认软弱，那个才是最可怕的。
And it is when we do not acknowledge or confess our weaknesses, this is the worst.
因为那样子会让软弱永远是软弱。
Because through this, our weaknesses will always continue to be your weaknesses.
哦，因为软弱是可以成为坚强的。
Because there's a way to turn our weaknesses into strength.
哦，只要我们愿意承认，我们愿意接受帮助。
And it is through our acknowledgement and also our through asking others.
哦，我们常常讲到说从神来的帮助。
For help.And oftentimes we only emphasize the help from God.
那其实神常常借着人来做这个帮助。
But God often works through others to help us as well.
我们看从圣经里头，我们可以看到说，神常常是借着人来做神的事情。
And in the Bible, we always see that it is God working through people.To accomplish His will.
哦，这就是成为神的百姓的一个尊贵的地方。
And this is the preciousness of being God's people.
哦，神让我们跟他的工作有份。
That God has given us a part with His work.
哦，就好像救人的灵魂这件事情，也是神透过我们借着我们来做。
Just like saving souls, that God is working through us so that more people can be saved.
哦，所以很多的时候。当人来帮助我们，其实就是神来帮助我们。
So when other people are willing to help us, it could be God who is helping us.
哦，那我们去帮助人，主耶稣说，就是坐在他的身上。
And when we help others, Lord Jesus has said, we are also helping him.
哦，再来要得着力量，哦，我们要效法学习好的榜样。
And lastly, to receive strength, we also have to be a good example and provide as an example for others.
哦，不是，我们去学习。
That we have to learn from other people's example.
哦，意思就是说，我们要常常用正面的啊，去看，看人，看事情。
That we have to look at people and situations positively.
啊，通常啊，我们是容易去挑毛病，去看到软弱。
Oftentimes, we always focus on the problems or the shortcomings.
哦，但是我们要，如果我们要得着力量，我们要学习着多去看对的、正面的人跟事情。
But for us to receive strength, we have to spend more time looking and examining the positive aspects of people or situations.
哦，我们不是去做比较，而是我们要做学习。
Not that we are comparing, but rather we are learning.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Verse 8, finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Verse 9, keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you.
这里说，保罗说要去思想。
And here, Paul is encouraging us to think about these things.
哦，去想，去思想这些，啊，好的，对的。
To think about all the good things.
哦，那这会帮助我们去做。
And these will help us to do things.
哦，那做了，做对的，做好的，我们也就得着力量。
And when we do things well, when we do good, this will give us strength.
哦，所以保罗说，这个是平安的神必定跟我们同在。
And here, that's why Paul says that the God of peace will be with us.
哦，那最后啊，就是要给自己一个可行的方法。去达成目标。
And lastly, we need to find a feasible plan for us as our goal.
我们不用做那个很伟大的计划。
We do not need to make an elaborate plan.
我们计划那个我们可以做得到的。
But rather we make a plan, something that we can, a goal we can reach.
那有这个持续有恒心的去做。
And that we also take steady steps so that we can reach the goal.
我们可以得着力量。
And then we will find strength.
看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇一百四十七节。
Psalm 119, verse 147. Psalm 119, verse 147. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I put my hope in your words.
148.
Also 148. My eyes are awake before each watch of the night, that I may meditate on your promise.
那我们至少要给自己定的目标啊，就是经常的有这个啊，读圣经、思想神的话语以及做祷告的计划。
And one goal that all of us should have is we constantly spend time to study the Bible, meditate on His words, and also to pray.
哦，这个是四十一百四这两个经节呢，是这个作诗的这个人他给自己的啊，给自己的啊这个计划。
These two verses are a goal or a plan the psalmist has given himself.
哦，他计划在每一天的什么时刻，他要来祷告呼求神，他要来思想神的话。
That he set apart a time of the day where he will pray to God. He'll also meditate on God's promise.
哦，这是可以做得到的啊，可行的，可以做得到的。
This is a very realistic goal.
那这样一步一步的，他可以达到目标。
So that step by step he can accomplish his goal.
哦，他能够越来越跟这个力量的源头来连接的越好。
That closer and closer he can reach the source of the strength.
哦，那就能够得着力量。
Closer and closer, he can receive strength.
啊，因为主耶稣是力量的源头。
Because Lord Jesus is the font of strength.
啊，那祷告、读经啊，这是我们跟力量的源头连接的方法。
And reading the Bible and prayer is our way of tapping into this source.
啊，所以我就提出这七个步骤。
So I've gone over these seven steps tonight.
啊，我也都引用了圣经啊，所以这是圣经给我们的。
I've also used the Bible, and these are principles that can be found in the Bible.
哦，我们照着去做，我们一定能够得着力量。
And if we can do these things, then we will be able to find strength.
哦，那关键就在我们是不是愿意这样去做。
So what is critical is whether we are willing to do this or not.
啊，如果我们要明天更好，明年更好，我们必须要。
And if we want to improve every day or improve every year, then we need to continually find strength.
啊，这七个步骤是一个很好的啊，很好的参考。
And these seven steps are a very good example for us.
我们一起唱诗170首。
Let's sing hymn 170.
我们请唱第一。